Let's take a look into the livestock markets now. Continuing the conversation is Mark Magnuson on Iowa Ag Matters with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net. Mark?
Let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
The cattle market had a pretty good day early in the day yesterday, that June cattle, but it kind of straightened the moving averages. They held the 100-day moving average. They failed to take out the 50-day moving average. You're pretty much in the middle of the trading range. Right now, this cattle market, I think, is just trying to mark time. It's just trying to wait and see what happens. We know the overall supply of cattle, based on the cattle herd size, is at 40-year lows. But right here, right now, the cattle we're slaughtering are heavier than normal at the moment. The supply is a little bit cumbersome, and the fact of the matter is that the real problem we're seeing right now is the demand. The consumer demand normally ramps up for beef, consumption as we get into May, June. Right now, all indications are that demand is just not there. This credit card debt, the higher interest rates, the slowing economy, that may be starting to creep into the demand for beef, and that would be a little bit negative because the lack of demand with a higher supply, what does that force the market to do? It tends to drag the market lower. So there could be some more downward risk if the consumer does not show up.
And we know right now we're getting very close to the official kickoff of demand season for grilling, and we know that price in the grocery store is quite a bit higher than we've been seeing in recent grilling seasons. So what is that going to do to the overall demand, even though we do know we get that boost?
Well, like I said, that's going to be a real question. The price is higher. We're getting such mixed signals in the economy. I mean, you get surveys of the consumer confidence. It's really not that good. But then again, you listen to airlines who say, hey, we're looking for full airfares. We're looking for full airplanes this summer. The consumer is going on vacation. So which one is it? Is it a weak economy that I feel really bad about the economy? Or does it feel like, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to spend money. We don't know. This consumer is going to make the decision because the consumer pretty much makes up 70% roughly of the GDP. So if the consumer's spending, the economy is going to grow, and that should hopefully be supportive to the beef market. But if that consumer does not show up this summer, that is definitely going to be a red flag for demand.
Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, our guest here today on the show. Jim, thank you so much for the time. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758.
Jim, thanks so much and have a great week.
Thank you and good luck planning out there.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. We all know that beef tastes great, but it can also be an important part of a healthy, balanced diet. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Studies have also shown that lean beef can help to maintain normal cholesterol levels and promote heart health. On top of that, beef is a highly versatile meat that can be enjoyed in everything from burgers to steaks and tacos to pizzas. Beef cattle are also excellent nutrient upcyclers. About 90% of what they eat can't be digested by humans, making them invaluable to a sustainable food system. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Well, yesterday we heard Dustin talking with Senator Joni Ernst about the Farm Bill. Today, the discussion topic is ag trade here on Iowa Ag Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. That's next.